Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. A little bit of Steelers breaking news we'll get to in a minute. Steelers going to be honoring the 1974 team by wearing block numbers and gray face masks this weekend, Doran.
Yep.
And the natives seem to be very happy with this. You like the gray face masks.
Love them. Love them. I'm surprised it took this long for them to do that, though.
They always seem to do it in stages.
Mm-hmm.
People have been asking for the block numbers for a while, then they finally went to the block numbers. Then the next social media thing was get the gold end zones, and they did that. And then it was, can you get the gray face masks? And now they've done it. I wouldn't mind if they went to that look full time.
Yeah.
Gray face masks, block numbers, reminds us of our youth.
Yes. I think all the teams should go back to their original looks for a year. Test it out. Seahawks, even Titans going back to the Oilers.
Oh, or the white helmets they had whenever they first got to Tennessee.
Or that, yeah. The Eddie George.
Great.
Yes, the Eddie
Air
George.
Air McNair.
Yes.
I loved watching those teams.
Oh, they're my favorite.
Not to totally digress here, but we'll chase the shiny object. Why the hell not? The breaking news is that Diana Russini says the Chargers, Steelers, and Saints are among a number of teams reaching out to the Jets about wide receiver Mike Williams. So we'll get to that coming up in a minute. We'll get to the 1974 deal that's kind of the same as the 2024 Steelers, but those Jets uniforms the other night, man, they were awesome.
They were great.
They never should have gone away from those looks. It's a Mickey Mouse deal that they're wearing full-time now. They look so bad, so cartoonishly awful. A number of teams did that. When the Jags went to the helmets, that it looks like you left half of them out in the sun.
Right.
Those were so stupid looking. Yeah. But the Fred Taylor.
Uh-huh. I think they're going. I think
they have gone back.
Well, I think they're doing that this weekend.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Remember Stroud, the defensive tackle they had, who would just bang you up?
Jimmy Smith.
Oh, man.
Well, they had Keenan McCardell, I think, as a receiver.
And who Brunel. Who was the corner? Mathis, who picked off Tommy Maddox?
Yeah, I think so.
Those don't give me fond memories. Yeah, a lot of these teams should go back
Tampa.
To it. Tampa. The creamsicles were good, but they lost so much in them. They went back to it with Brady. The ones that they wore back when they had Warren Sapp and all those guys in the early 2000s. Brad Johnson, number 14, winning a Super Bowl on the back of that defense with
yes.
Barber and all those guys. Man, those teams were good. And the Jameis Winston Bucks jerseys were among the worst in NFL history.
Worst ever.
So they went back to the old ones. Sometimes back to the future is good. Maybe that'll be the case for the Steelers. Bang, Doran. In 2024, I did it again. Not the 1774 Steelers. The 74 team, thank you. Bench Joe Gillum when they were 4-1-1 to go to Terry Bradshaw.
Huh.
Now, I know a number of people had asked us, when do you see a 4-2 quarterback get benched? Well, they did it in 1974. I'm not saying this was the right call. In fact, I still wish it were Justin Fields. But the 1974 team did bench Joe Gillum at 4-1-1. So it has been done before. Not saying the Steelers will win the Super Bowl. Not saying that Russell Wilson's Terry Bradshaw, but you get what I'm saying. I actually don't mind the logic of it. As I've stated, if you were 2-4 and benching Justin Fields for Russell Wilson, I think most people would obviously be on board with it, and it would be looked at kind of as a panic move. That they're doing it at 4-2 tells me that sitting there with the second best point differential in the AFC at 4-2, like, they're striving for even better than that. And Mike Tomlin said so much in his press conference, we want to be that team. So Justin Fields would be my choice, but if excellence is the goal and they think that he can provide them excellence so that they can win a certain style of football games that you need to win in the postseason, okay, you know what? Try it out. Fair enough. Try it out. But damn sure, you better throw the ball.
Yeah.
And you better make progress there. I don't want to see a Kenny Pickett stat line with Russell Wilson. I don't want to see a Justin Fields passing stat line with Russell Wilson. If you feel like you need to see the thing, well, then let him do the thing. I think they will, but that's my biggest question going into the game on Sunday.
I think that they will, but I think it'll be more of what Russ does more than what the offensive game plan is. I think the offensive game plan will be obviously itself, but I think Russ will be able to get them into things that let that breathe a little bit, that let that open up. And that's some things that, you know, I mean, I don't think that they trusted Justin to do. And I know, you know, Justin Fields is an ultra competitor. You know, he's a quiet guy. He's a quiet leader. And everybody likes him. And, you know, I think that he has a definitely still has a future in the NFL and maybe with the Steelers. But I would be very upset if I were Justin Fields and this does open up. Like, if I'm sitting there on Sunday night and, you know, I just got, you know, moved back a step for another quarterback after what I've done. And then now, you know, you throw for 300 some yards and 4 touchdowns and the offense looks different. Like, I'd be like, well, you really didn't trust me that much. Like, why you didn't even want to try to see? I'd be a little bit upset.
Okay, that's interesting because I have said that you're going to learn a lot about Justin Fields through Russell Wilson. If they're running the same stuff and Russell's putting up more yards, points, all the fancy EPA stuff, okay, well then Justin Fields was good, but not great. But if they let Russell Wilson do a lot of stuff that they were loath to let Justin Fields do, it'll tell us what they think about Fields, but you won't learn anything about Fields through Russell Wilson. I hadn't thought about it from that standpoint. And Pat even brought it up. Like, there might be sections, chunks of this playbook that we haven't even seen.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll find out on Sunday. I was interested that Bostic also said he wouldn't use Fields in the game. He would just let Russ have the game.
See, I think that's a disservice to your team because he's one of the best athletes on the field, whether it's, you know, the other team or the Steelers. Like, at the end of the day, give me as many athletes and playmakers as you can because I will use them. That's an offensive coordinator's dream. That's a coach's dream to have a bunch of athletes and being like, okay, you don't have a position. We're just going to, you know, play. We're going to play. Play with, like, it's like they're toys. I think that they need to, I'm not saying like a huge portion of the game, but like in certain situations, I mean, it's so hard to prepare for. You're going to have to prepare for both. Yeah, even if you mentally are preparing for it now, is one thing. You know, Mike Tomlin in the back of the Jets' minds, they're like, okay, we do have to prepare for Justin Fields. So if he gets in a game, this is the type of look what we want. It's one thing to do that, but it's another thing to actually see him on the field and actually have to execute.
Well, and you've got Robert Saleh, who is gone, and so the defensive coordinator gets bumped up, so his responsibilities change. So now you've got a whole different dynamic now with how they're going to game plan defensively. Throw as much at them as you can.
For sure. Confuse them.
Yes.
Confuse the hell out of them.
Now, I would let Russ get his feet under him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, knock the rust off, give him the quarter, and then see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I could see this both ways. Say, by some grace of God, because we know they ain't done this year, you get up like 10-14-0. Like, part of me would want to say, okay, let Russ keep cooking. The other part of me would be, throw Justin Fields in there. Now it's a whole new added element with that snowball running downhill. I could see it both ways.
No chance. No chance. If you're up 14-0, you better get up 60-0 with Russ. Russ needs to finish that game. Like, if you get up to a fast start, I mean, keep your foot on the pedal and let Russ get into an even more rhythm. Like, I wouldn't even think about putting Justin back in.
So you get up, things are going well. So you would be looking at Fields for more of a spark then?
Yes.
Yeah.
More of an element to the offense. But I would not put him back in if we were up. I don't even care how many points. I would not put him back in as a backup quarterback. Even at the end of the game, I'd let Russ get those reps.
That's the kind of stuff I don't like. Like, if it's Ben, I'd get Ben out of the game if you're up by a million.
You just don't know about Russ. I mean, he needs game reps.
With you 100% on that. Absolutely. Texter, can we please go at least a week without wide receiver trade drama? No. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can also reach out to the show via Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And on the phones, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Diana Russini saying the Steelers are one of three teams interested in Mike Williams. Let's throw this one out there, Dorn. Mike Williams for a 7th-round pick. Would you do it? 412-928-9370. Could you do that and more? 412-928-9370. Or do you just say, he's washed? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that coming up next. I mean, shut up, Bechtold.
Yeah, just running his trap.
I mean, Bechty comes in here and he's telling us a story. I go, we're coming back.
Then he answered a phone call. Like, in here. He's like, oh, someone from Bethel Park is calling me. Let me answer this. Hello? We're not open.
Probably his mom grounding him.
Jeez.
Music starts playing. Bechtold, we're back. And then he's trying to finish the story.
It wasn't even a good story.
No, it never is. Love you, Bechty. Social media's biggest loser, Bechty. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. He hosted the evening show last night, Austin did, 4.5 hours, and he could have done it all in one segment from what I understand.
Yes.
He doesn't need a break.
Mm-mm.
He just goes.
Yes.
All right. Diana Russini reporting that there are three teams interested in malign Jets wide receiver Mike Williams. It's the Chargers. They might have, probably do have, the worst wide receiver core in the NFL. It's the Saints. They don't look very good. And it's the Steelers. I don't know that Mike Williams gets to pick where he goes. I don't know that this is a Devontae Adams situation. Out of those three teams, I think I'd pick the Steelers. But, hey, that's just me. Regardless, Steelers fans, do you want Mike Williams? They were interested in him this offseason. They were going to have him in for a visit. Had it scheduled, in fact. Probably on the calendar, Doran. He goes out, meets with the Jets first, signs with them. Then Rodgers throws him under the bus after Monday Night Football. Said he ran the wrong route. That's not very nice, Mr. Rodgers. That came out. That was unintentional. That was unintentional too. Do you want him? I guess is the question, Steelers fans. 412-928-9370. I don't. I think it's almost a sure thing he winds up here. He's a guy they wanted. He's now available. He didn't practice yesterday, Dorn, for the Jets for personal reasons. The personal reasons, he hates the quarterback. Just throwing that out there, just to guess. Quarterback didn't seem to like him all that much. I think he's going to be a Steeler, but you brought up Adam Thielen, and I would take Adam Thielen 100 times out of 100 before I take this version of Mike Williams.
Right. Adam Thielen was pretty decent last year, and you know, Mike Williams, I mean, he couldn't make it work. He couldn't make it work with Aaron Rodgers. I think he had, like, what, 10 catches?
10 catches out of 17 targets.
I mean, on the field, I mean, making it work with Aaron Rodgers in the locker room outside, I don't know, you know, that's a whole different story. But on the field, like, if you can't even, you know, be a service to Aaron Rodgers, how are you going to be a service to Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
If it's Mike Williams and ... I can live with it. Throw a bunch of volume at this receiver position, I can live with
it. For sure.
Jason LaConfora, when he was on last week, said he was hearing the Steelers weren't only interested in bringing in one guy, perhaps multiple. I don't think the cost to get Mike Williams would be all that much. Maybe the Jets let him go. There's salary ramifications. I think a 7th-round pick might do it. So if they do that, I guess I can live with it if you bring in somebody else. But you're right, man. Adam Thielen, 17 games last year, 103 catches, over 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns. Not a gaudy number, but yeah, I'm taking that.
Yes.
And he's been on IR. You wonder how much of that is like Devontae Adams not playing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a little bit more significant than Devontae Adams, but he's not in any rush to get back.
Yeah.
Who wants to play there?
Yeah.
He sees what the city, I mean, new head coach too. Like, I mean, he's like, I mean, this is a dumpster fire. New quarterback now. Okay, I mean, like, he's probably like, yeah, let me milk this injury as long as possible. So, and it's been 4 weeks, and he's ready to go. So, I think the Steelers, I'm leaning towards what LaConfora is saying. Like, I think they get a couple, and if that is Mike Williams and Thielen, I'm fine with that.
Yes,
but if it's just Mike Williams, I don't know if that really moves the needle.
I think they're a better team with Mike Williams than with Van Jefferson at number two, but I don't think demonstrably better.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it changes your ceiling. I don't think it changes the trajectory of the season. I could see that with Adam Thielen. Now, Thielen's 34 years old. Mike Williams, though, each of the last 2 years has been dealing with injury, and last season significantly so. He hasn't played a full season in his entire career, Mike Williams, and he is 30 years old. So I worry about that. Even with Thielen coming off the injury, he's proven to be a much more durable player each of the last 2 seasons before this one. He's played 17 games. What do you think? 412-928-9370. EJ in Newcastle. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
It's a tough thing, right? Because, you know, my personal opinion after the first 6 weeks, we're about, what, 33% into the season. You know, the Steelers still don't have an identity yet on offense. And then now they want to rotate their quarterbacks. You know, that's kind of haunted them the last couple of seasons. Defense has done just enough, if not, you know, a little bit better than, you know, of years past. I'm not saying they're not that predominant, most best defense in the league. But offensively, yeah, they got to establish some sort of identity. Mike Williams, if he stays healthy, that's a good big target up and around the goal line. Now, if he stays healthy, you got Adam Thielen as well, with that veteran presence, knows how to run routes. And then how about a guy like Calvin Ridley? Maybe he's not happy with Tennessee.
Well, I'll tell you who I want if you're going to that tier, because I think Thielen fits more in the Darius Slayton,
yes,
Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk, any of those guys I'm fine with. I'm fine with. I think that the real need is for a bona fide star, number one guy, Davante Adams, Brandon Ayuk, DK Metcalf. The DK Metcalf thing's not going to happen, I don't think.
Uh-uh.
And they're still in it right now at 3-3. So I go down to that next tier. And all those guys, I think, make the football team better than Mike Williams would. So on its surface, yeah, sure, Mike Williams for a seventh. Give it a shot.
Right.
Why not? Van Jefferson's got a few catches on the season, for God's sakes. Does he have as many drops as he has catches? He has one that stuck out. Maybe you win the Dallas game. It was a close game if he catches the football. So he makes him better. But Mike Tomlin said, good, not to be confused with great. What helps make the Steelers great? Guys. Mike in Fort Wayne, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to talk about the switch to Wilson, and I'm not in favor of it. I feel like it's an obligatory move. There's an obligation there versus performance. And I base that on just, if you just look at last year, the quarterback depth chart, as it turns out, was not based on the quarterback's performance. It was based on obligation. Oh, we're obligated to play Trubisky because he has a $10 million contract. Oh, Kenny Pickett, he's a high draft pick. Based on obligation. We've seen it before. I feel like we're seeing it again. I really do. You can even go back as far as Jarvis Jones being an obligatory start over James Harris. I mean, just, I don't know, man. That's how I feel what's going on.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I'll flip it the other way. As a guy who does want Fields to keep playing, I'm trying to understand Mike Tomlin's perspective, and you opened my eyes to this yesterday. And I think the caller there kind of gets to the heart of it. The Steelers played their best football. The offense looked at its best last season with Mason Rudolph. And Mark Caboli, for a long time, had said Mason Rudolph was thrown at the best out of any of those guys. Now, Caboli tweets out yesterday, and he's been pounding the table for us, basically. Tweets out yesterday, a certain someone looks really good. And at first, I thought, man, he's been carrying Russ's water this whole time. But he's also the guy that saw it with Mason.
Mm-hmm.
They saw it with Mason. They chose not to get to Mason until you needed to break that glass in case of emergency. You said yesterday, what if they just want to make sure that the guy they're seeing in practice play well, who is Russell Wilson... Let's see if he's the best option.
Right.
Because we waited too long to do that last year, and they almost didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So why wait until the last moment to do it with Russ this year when you could do it now?
Yeah. And I also think that they, in Mike Tomlin's mind the whole entire time, Russ was the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He got hurt. He's healthy now. He's still the starter in his mind. And we're going to give him every opportunity. And I think they honestly did look at Justin as a project quarterback and a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that needed to be thrust into a role earlier than they probably anticipated. And he did a good job. He did a good backup job. I mean, that's what a backup quarterback, his numbers are what a backup quarterback should do.
Protect right? The football, 165 yards passing a game.
Win, you know, have a better record, you know, have a positive, more plus than minus in your record. And he did his job.
Now, some people have argued Mike Tomlin's making this decision because of a promise he made to Russell Wilson. I don't know how much I buy that. You know, I think LeGarrette Blount felt like he was sold a bill of goods, that you were going to get to play a lot, and then we know what happened. He walks off the field because he felt like Tomlin didn't do the right thing by him. We saw it with Melvin Ingram. Probably a similar circumstance. James Harrison, although I think he conflated things there. That was T.J. Watt's rookie season with the whole James Harrison thing. But James thought he was going to play more. Tomlin has promised things in the past. It's been documented and gone against his own word. So, yeah, it's the quarterback position, and that makes it different. But I don't know if this is about a promise. I think this might be more about wanting to see what they have in the guy that they thought was their starter from day one. We got a couple more calls, 412-928-9370. Wanted to revisit the Twitter poll from earlier this morning about Sidney Crosby. We'll do that before the show is over. Texter, Crawley, why are you so rude to Harry Callis? What is wrong with you? Grow up.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Talking about his Honda Accord and tailgating in his passenger seat?
I don't feel like you were rude to him today, were you?
That's the wrong car, though. That's rude.
Oh. What car are we going to tailgate in before the Syracuse game?
The Element.
Pitt a 3.5-point favorite early look ahead in that game. Callis asked me if I had a full-size Pitt flag.
He asked me, too.
Makes sense that he asked you.
Yeah.
I asked Oren first for the record.
Oh, okay. That does make sense. Do you have one?
Nope.
You want to hang it above your car. Or fly it above your car, I guess would be the verbiage there.
It may or may not have a makeshift flagpole that I could... So you'll just have to see it. I don't want to spoil the
You could buy a flagpole.
Does he think you're going to the game with him or something? What's going on here?
I would go.
Thursday night?
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah, right. You ain't going Thursday night.
Well, I'm excited for the game. 5-1 v 6-0. I was going to say Syracuse undefeated in the ACC. They're not. They lost to Stanford, and I forgot that Stanford's part of the ACC.
At home.
Whether Crowley comes or not, I'll be reaching out to Patty Bostic because he seems like he wants to come.
Callis, he's working.
Don't be rude. Don't be rude to Nick.
He can't. So was he being sarcastic?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't think that he works the Pitt games? What do you think he does?
I know he is the analyst, the color analyst, yes.
Sometimes I do wonder what Pat does in his regular job.
So, did you think he was going to come tailgate with you for like a couple hours and then go work?
Yes.
I'll be there, Callis. Wouldn't leave my man hanging. I'm not going.
Yeah, I know. You're not. No.
Diana Russini reporting the Steelers are one of three teams interested in Mike Williams. Does that tickle you? Does that excite you? Does that get you going? Does it move the needle? Kevin and Moon next up. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great,
good.
Man.
So the solution to wide receiver may be already on our roster and already knows the playbook and the routes. He wears the jersey number 2, by the way.
Yeah.
Why not make Justin Fields the new Slash?
We've talked about that, and thank you for the call.
I know exactly where he's going. I motioned Fields.
You did.
I mean, it would have to be up to him. And I don't even know which direction like I would go, honestly. Like, you know, you think that you're a quarterback, you can get paid to be a quarterback. I don't know if you really would even want to go down that path because there's no going back really from that. That's how everybody will view you.
Right.
You know? I mean,
and he's not Tim Tebow. Do you really want to be a Taysom Hill?
No,
you want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
I heard it discussed a lot on the station yesterday, a lot of great conversations about whether or not the benching of Fields here, if you want to look at it that way, means that he can't be the franchise quarterback. No, I don't think so.
No, there's nothing, no.
They want to see what Russ offers, right or wrong. They want to see if they can get better with Russ. And by way of that, you can find out a little bit more about Justin Fields. Make no mistake, if they lose 2 football games here, if Russell Wilson's not good, I do think they're going to go back to Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin wants to win in a more sustainable way. At least that's what he made it sound like at his press conference. But they are 4-2. So if you're not seeing growth there, if you're not seeing a new style of football offensively that leads to winning in a sustainable way, or worse, you're losing, you go back to the quarterback who's 4-2. And I've thought, okay, maybe Justin Fields' feelings will be hurt. Yeah, probably. He's a human. But when given the opportunity to work at it again, he just got cast aside in Chicago. Okay, he has to prove those people wrong. Well, now I have to prove my own coaching staff wrong. And then if you win, like, there's a lot of different ways this can go. I don't think this necessarily closes the book on him being a Steeler next year.
I think from what he has done in the first 6 games, I think that they are comfortable with exploring him being the quarterback of the future. But in his mind, he hasn't had enough to say, I need big-time quarterback money. And where they're at, I think that they're happy because they have Russell Wilson that they could put back in there and say, yeah, we feel comfortable with Justin being the future, and we'll get there whenever we get there. But right now, we're interested in winning football games. And also, whenever we do get there, Justin has okay tape, and we don't have to pay him that much money. You could kind of, you know, have your cake and eat it too right now.
You could.
Win with Russ right now. This is what they're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Have Justin be the backup, has enough film to say, like, yeah, we can build with Justin for the future, but not have to pay him to be that big time quarterback. So
the way I could see it where Justin gets mad and doesn't want to come back is if Russ comes in, the offense doesn't look significantly better, but they're winning games similarly to how he was just winning games, but yet they ride Russ out to 9-8, 10-7, go to the playoffs, lose in the first round, or don't make the playoffs. And so you've benched me for a guy that's not helping you win the way I was, then I might be gone. But you also wonder, to your point, how many suitors are there going to be?
There's not going to be many.
Right.
There wasn't one this time around.
Correct. And
I mean, has he proven anything? I mean, the Steelers might like him because they know him and they, you know, they're hands on. So they're like, yeah, we can work with this. But not, I mean, what 31 other teams out there knows Justin Fields and thinks that they can get the most out of him? Not many, because there wasn't any during the trade.
And I do wonder, like, is he upset by this? Yeah, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he would rather be the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they acquired him after Russell Wilson. They weren't going to acquire him until apparently Kenny Pickett said, get me out of here. So they could have had him the entire offseason. They opted with Russell Wilson. Maybe Justin Fields understands that he was the backup quarterback. I don't know, but maybe he does.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, gonna have to hunt you guys down for a photo at the Pitt game. The hell with Crawley. I'll party with you, Callis.
Crawley.
Yay!
People don't know my relationship with Nick either. Like, my man slept on my couch before. Love him like a brother, but treat him that way, which means we bicker from time to time.
You only bicker with me when everybody's listening. You know,
that's right. You do bicker with me more off the air, and I bring the bickering onto the air. Perhaps my New Year's resolution will be to stop that.
Where am I in all this?
You're a good mediator.
Yes.
Your dad.
We said it at the same time.
Pet Fest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th at Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. We revisit our Sidney Crosby Twitter poll to wrap up the show. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Saw that 30% of kickoffs now have been returned as compared to 23% through last year. Obviously, there's the new kickoff rules, and the NFL released yesterday just one concussion. Mm-hmm. So how have you seen this all play out so far, Doug? Do you think it's here to stay, or do you have to kind of wait the whole season?
I think you got to...
Mike, sorry.
Sorry about that. I think you got to wait the whole season. I think right now it's so new, and the penalty for kicking it out of the end zone for a touchback isn't severe enough that people are just saying, all right, I'll give it to you at the 25 or the 30, whatever it is. I think if you make that penalty the 35 or 40, then you'll get a lot more returns and you'll get a lot more creativity from the special teams coordinators, because there's ways you can have two returners back, you can throw passes, you can do reverses. There's a lot of creativity that could happen that will spice up that play. And that's the whole reasoning behind the change in the rule, is to get away with that nothing play where you're like, oh, might as well just go get something to eat or use the bathroom because nothing's going to happen. Let's make every play in the game count for something or be exciting.
Do you think that they'll add something else this offseason? Is there any other avenues?
To that rule or some other
rule? Another rule. Like, yeah. You think that that's kind of how the trend's going to be, like every year? Like, hey, let's add something else to the game.
I think it if it is wrapped around player safety, that it will. Just to add, I think you got to be careful because then again, you start talking about, we're talking about the refs. That's more rules they got to officiate and they got to think about and be responsible for. So if it's around player safety, yes. If it's just to add something, I'd probably say no.
If it's all about player safety, like, why like, why isn't everyone wearing Guardian helmets? You know what I mean? Like, we're going to add extra games. First game of season's in Brazil, and the guys can't even stand up. Like, I think it's covering her ass more than it is actually caring about the players.
It's player safety 2, money 1.
Right. Yes. So how can we make the game safer while playing more of the game?
And sometimes in a shorter, compressed time frame. Absolutely. It's lip service when you get down to it.
The Jets went to London, fired their coach, and came back, played a week later. I always thought you had to take a week off.
You had a bye week after
that. Like, it's just, I know what you're saying, and I know exactly what you're saying, but the whole player safety thing, it's like, all right, which is it? Is it really about player safety, or is it not about player safety? It's always about money.
It's always about money. It does. But you can wrap it around and put a little bow on it saying, well, we're doing this because we're adding a game in short weeks. We're going to do this kickoff rule because it's only one concussion through six games compared to, what, like 20-some last year. So they can, again, do lip service.
Can you agree with this or not agree with this, that college football is a better product than the NFL right now?
Ooh.
Or even more entertaining.
I'd say more entertaining, yes. And might be, say, a better product. If it's more entertaining, it's got to be a better product.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, and it was just cemented the fact after that Monday night game, it's just like, you can't enjoy the game. You cannot celebrate a play until 30 seconds afterwards because you're looking, all right, where's the play? Oh, yes, all right, good. Or it's just, and especially game-defining plays. Like, do you think, in my opinion, that Raiders game may have been a different outcome, but definitely a different score if that interception was not overturned?
I think a different quarterback winds up playing in the second half, Doug. Yes. If that holds up and they don't score and they're down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are game-defining plays, and I'll take it a step further. Those game-changing plays can cost families and men and coaches and in organizations, people that work in there, their livelihoods. And people don't think, oh, that's a bad call. Well, guess what? I was with, quick story. My first job, intern Steelers, worked at the Seahawks. And the Vinny Testaverde game, where it was a bad call, he didn't get in against the Seahawks. And that year, we got fired because we win that game, we make the playoffs, the guy keeps his job. We lose it, we're fired. So that's where, when you look at the macro, these type of issues can affect people's livelihoods.
Mm-hmm. It is fascinating because, you know, you have coaches on the competition committee, you have owners making decisions. Like, sometimes you watch a game and you wonder, who wants this particular thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants this? Doran, we talked about it yesterday. Wide receivers feel better about running across the middle than they ever have in the history of the game. Okay, you could see why they might want it. You can see why quarterbacks might want that extra protection. Mm-hmm. But then you start wondering, all right, what about the other 40 guys on the roster or the other 25 guys on the roster and ownership? It just, I don't know. But people are watching, 17.5 million people per game. So I don't think that the powers that be care. So long as we're all trapped, and we are.
Here's the question. Powers that be in baseball didn't care, and look what happened to them when it used to be America's pastime. You always got to kind of start looking in the future, like, what can we do to avert us being taken over by another sport?
Then you want to be proactive. Baseball's done a lot of good stuff now, but
if they would have done it a while ago, it'd still be America's pastime, and football would be number two. But they get fat. Hey, Mark Cuban says it. Pigs get fat. Hogs get slaughtered.
He looks me right in the eyes when he says the pig fat thing.
I mean, you're West Virginia. You know about this pig stuff and all that stuff.
Oh, jeez. Open myself up for it. All right, Bostic in tomorrow. Jacked up. Going to hear from some players, you would think, today in the locker room about the whole quarterback situation. Starkey up next. First, Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 53, low 39.